sometimes when people just allow their eyes to stay closed like that, they begin to see colors. And it might just be fleeting glimpses, small flashes, dots or clouds that slowly change from one tint to another, while others might see a dazzling kaleidoscope of patterns with every shape and every color you could imagine. And whatever form they take, those colors or patterns might come from the imagination. They might begin to see the beginnings of an idea or a solution, as if the subconscious was just starting to assemble something from nothing, nothing more than a few ideas. A few ideas about how you might become the most effective person you could be, for example. And I wonder if you can imagine yourself in a huge room, so vast that you're not really sure if you can see the edges or not, but you can see these colors, and you realize that whatever form they're taking, they're just the beginning of something important, a recognition perhaps, or maybe an understanding of how you might get what it is that you want. It doesn't really matter if you can make sense of it. It doesn't really matter if you can actually see any of those swirls or clouds or kaleidoscope patterns of color. You can just pretend that they're there, wafting gently around in a strangely comforting sort of way, as you realize that this is just the first stage of a process. It's a bit like beginning to manufacture something in a factory. Imagine it's a factory that manufactures focus. What you need to remain on one particular thought or idea. And just imagine now that you're in the first room of that factory that manufactures focus, a room where threads and wisps of thoughts and concepts, tiniest ideas are collected together, ready to be assembled into an ability to focus your thoughts on an entire self, upon yourself, because that's exactly what you need to do to achieve everything you desire, more than you can ever have imagined. And this thought is fascinating. And it's just as though you can actually feel those thoughts and ideas beginning to form into something absolutely wonderful. And even as you find yourself with this realization, the scene begins to change, subtly blending and fading into a different scene. A different scene in a different room that is just as vast as the previous one. And somehow you know that this is actually a part of your deeper subconscious. And everywhere you look, you can see those threads and wisps somehow being woven together at one moment, looking as a magnificent tapestry might, a magnificent tapestry that will appear almost out of the air, then changing in a flash to a moment half forgotten. An idea that you once followed. And it dawns on you that everything you've ever done and everything that you are is absolutely perfectly organized to get you everything that you could ever want or need. And as you consider the power of this concept, you can see another idea form, then vanish, as if everything is being tested to extract the very best of the resources you've learned through your lifetime, so that you can get the very best for yourself. And you can go deeper now, drifting easily down to a deeper level where it's as though those swirls and threads, those thoughts and those ideas are beginning to perform a new feat. They're beginning to become something not quite completely clear, but clear enough for you to know that it is happening, as images of past accomplishments begin to form. Some of the things that you achieved easily, and other things that were more difficult, but for which you found answers or eventual success. You find yourself drifting even deeper now, down and down and down, deeper and deeper, until you find yourself in the very deepest part of your thoughts and realizations. It's like the finishing room of this factory of ideas and focus. This place where all your ideas take their final shape. And yet you realize that these are just ideas. And that thought comes from the realization that all the things you ever achieved were all things that began with an idea, a thought, just like the swirling clouds, threads, and kaleidoscope threads of color at the beginning, gradually becoming more focused, more attainable as that powerful subconscious of yours does its amazing task. The task that ensures that all you have been and all that you are can get all that you want. The reality of that thought, the simple power and truth of the idea, seems to focus you so strongly upon yourself that you're able to recognize instantly that you've somehow crossed a barrier to learning. So that with each breath you take and each word that I speak, there comes a special kind of sense, a special sense that's completely unique to you. Because it's you that will understand from the very depth of your being that depth was created by all the things you've encountered in your life. All the things that color your understanding of all you think, hear, and imagine. Get excited and masturbate. You were born to make things come. You can touch it. You just love to enjoy a delicious cock. You just love to enjoy a delicious cock. Open wide. Open wide and clean it, bitch. Clean the cum off this cock. Open wide. Open wide. Clean it, bitch. You just love cock. You can touch it. You like it bareback. You like it bareback. You want to get fucked again and again and again and again. You worship dominant alpha males. You worship aggressive verbal alpha males.
Love to enjoy.
You worship aggressive, dominant, verbal, alpha males. You're just a place for men to come.
Open wide.
You open wide are just a place it, for men to come.
Clean the cum off this cock.
You just love to be a bottom.
Open wide.
You just love to open blow wide men.
You're just
a cock-sucking whore.
You just love cock.
You're a cock-sucking whore.
You're a
licking, sucking, load-swallowing, cock-sucking whore.
And
you love sucking cock.
You love
swallowing cum.
And again.
You're a cock-sucking whore.
And you
love licking, sucking,
and
swallowing cum.
You love
licking, sucking cock, and swallowing cum. You're a cock-sucking whore. You love licking and sucking cock.
You're a cock-sucking whore.
You're a homo.
You're licking, sucking, load, swallowing.
You are a homo.
And
you're a homo.
Love.
You're a cocksucker and you love sucking cock.
You love swallowing cum. Open wide.
You want everyone in the world to know that you're a faggot.
And you love.
You want everyone to know that you're a faggot.
And swallowing cum.
Say it.
You love licking,
you're a faggot.
Sucking cock and
you are a faggot.
Clean it, bitch.
You're a cock
sucking whore.
You just love
you
cock.
Are a
cock sucker.
Sucking whore.
Keep
you're a cock
taking
sucking whore.
Those dicks.
You like it.
You're
a
just take those
sucking,
dicks.
Load swallowing.
You like
cock
it bare on the end of a big juicy cock.
That's
where you need to be.
And again. And again.
Twirling around the end of a big hard cock is where you need to be.
Sucking,
polishing the end of a hard
raging cock.
Swallowing cum.
With bulging veins. Sucking whore. Is where you need to be.
Delicious cock. You're a cock.
You're just a cocksucker.
You just love.
You're a licking. You are just a cocksucker.
Sucking whore.
Cum is good.
And you love.
You're addicted to big cock.
And clean.
You are addicted to big cock. Let the world know that you love big cock.
And you love licking
pictures of spurting big cocks and cum shots and oral and anal sex. Every big cock owns your boy pussy. Every big cock owns your boy pussy.
You're a cock sucking.
Once you have a big fat cock,
licking, sucking,
you'll be addicted. Once you have a big fat cock, you'll be cock addicted. Once you have a big fat cock, you'll be cock addicted. You love men with big cocks. You love men with big cocks. You have a big cock addiction.
You love.
You have a big cock addiction. You love them. You're bisexual. You are a faggot. You are bisexual. You are a faggot. You are bisexual.
You are a faggot.
You're horny. You're fucking horny. Whenever you're fucking horny, you want to suck cock. When you're horny, you want to suck cock. You're horny. You're fucking horny. You want to suck dick. Whenever you're horny, you want to suck dick. And you're fucking horny. You are fucking horny. You want to suck dick.
You just love cock.
You love licking. You're fucking horny and you want to suck dick.
Swallowing cum.
You just want to please a man.
Bareback.
You just want to please a man.
Like it bareback.
Four ways to please a man.
You want to get
one,
fucked again.
One, suck his dick.
Sucking, load,
two,
swallowing.
Play with his balls.
Whore.
Three, swallow his cum.
Love.
Four, shut the fuck
love
up and take that dick in your mouth. Put his penis in your mouth.
You love.
You're fucking horny. Put his penis in your mouth.
And swallowing.
You're fucking horny. Take a load in your mouth.
Sucking cock and.
You're fucking horny. Just take a load in your mouth. Why don't you?
Sucking whore.
You are fucking horny.
Sucking whore.
Take a load in your mouth.
You're a cock.
You're fucking horny. Take a load in your mouth.
Load.
You're a fucking horny bitch. Just take a load.
Love sucking cock.
Just take a load.
Swallowing cum.
You need it.
You're a cock.
You need to take a load.
And you love licking,
you love cock,
sucking,
you worship
and
dominant
cum.
Alpha
you
males.
You love licking, sucking,
you
cock
worship aggressive, verbal,
cock sucking whore.
Alpha
like
males.
You're just a cock sucking.
You worship aggressive,
you're a cock sucking,
dominant,
and again,
verbal,
and
you're
again,
a licking, alpha males.
Sucking, load.
Swallowing. You're just a place for men to come.
And masturbate. And you love.
You are just a place for men to come. You just love to be a bottom.
And you love licking.
You just love to blow men.
Swallowing. Come. You love.
You're just a cock sucking whore.
And swallowing cum.
You're a cock sucking whore.
Sucking whore. You're a licking, sucking, load swallowing, cock sucking whore.
Cock sucking whore.
And you love sucking cock. Sucking
load.
You love swallowing cum. You're a cock sucking whore.
Sucking cock.
And you love licking, love sucking, and swallowing cum. You love licking, sucking cock, and swallowing cum.
Sucking.
You're a cock sucking whore. You love licking,
sucking,
and sucking cock, and swallowing cum.
You're a cock sucking.
You're a homo.
And just a cock sucking whore.
You are a homo.
Sucking whore.
You're a homo. You're a cocksucker and you love sucking cock.
Load swallowing cocksucking whore.
You want everyone in the world to know that you're a faggot. You want everyone to know that you're a faggot. Say it. You're a faggot.
And
you are a faggot.
Sucking.
Say it.
And swallowing cum.
You are a cocksucker.
Sucking cock and swallowing cum.
Taking those dicks.
Sucking whore.
Just take those dicks.
Sucking whore.
On the end of a big juicy cock is where you need to be.
Licking, sucking, load.
Twirling around the end of a big, hard cock is where you need to be.
Love
swallowing. Polishing the end of a hard, raging cock.
Love licking
with bulging veins.
Swallowing
like it is where you need to be.
Swallowing cum.
You're just a cocksucker.
And again. And again.
You are just a cocksucker. Cum is good. You're addicted to big cock. You are addicted to big cock. Let the world know that you love big cock. You love pictures of spurting big cocks and cum shots and oral and anal sex. It's time for you to wake up. I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I get closer to 10, you're going to swim up from the abyss of your subconscious mind and into the present. Your conscious mind and the reality that surrounds you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wake the fuck up. Wake up.